Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of How Did I Get Here? I am your host, Jay. And for those of you who have never seen the program before, let me make a quick introduction. How Did I Get Here is a show where we live our best lives on the internet, come out the other side knowing more, but not feeling all that much smarter. That probably does not make any sense to you right now. But what I do promise you is that if you listen to the end of this podcast, it most definitely will. Alrighty, before we move on today, I just want to remind you guys, please subscribe to the podcast. Also, leave a review. And also, if you want more spices in your life, please check out our videos or clips on youtube.com/divestudios, as well as subscribe. And don't forget to turn on notifications to be the first one to see the video. Alrighty. For today, we're going to jump in to the question. And today's question is something that's been quite a hot topic these days. This has been something that you and I have found ourselves questioning our friends, ourselves, and other people. And I didn't know this was a thing until I heard about it. The question for today is, do I have an inner monologue? Clap, please. Nice. Okay. Before we start on anything else, because I'm not super educated on the subject, I want to go to Google and I want to share what it officially is before I put my opinion on it. Okay. Wikipedia says, an internal monologue, also called self-talk, inner speech, inner discourse, or internal discourse, is a person's inner voice which provides a running verbal monologue of thoughts while they are conscious. Okay, it's usually tied to a person's sense of self, almost like having someone within yourself, like the angel or the demon that's telling you what to do and what are the pros and cons of a certain action, right? Okay, now that we got the description, now let's talk about this. I was intrigued. I don't have an inner monologue. So what it is usually there's two sides of the conversation. One side is the people who have internal monologues, right? So I'm assuming from all the things that I've read that there is a running sentence. There is a verbal sentence, a voice that you hear with exactly what you're thinking. Do you have an internal monologue?
I don't know what they mean by that and how specific it is, because right. I don't have like a narrative. Like, I don't have like a narrator.
Right.
But I do, in my head, for sure, there's a voice that says any like dialogue.
Like in words.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
No?
I don't.
What do you...
I just have ideas. And but they're just jumbled.
There's no sounds to them in your head?
No. There are no specific words. That's why I'm bad with talking. I mumble a lot. Uh-huh. Because in order for me to verbally profess like what I'm thinking, I have to put it into words on the fly.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can like change the voice too.
Okay, that's weird.
Like, have you never done that thing where, like, you read something and you can, like, read it in your head but, like, change the voice in your head? So it'll be, like, SpongeBob's voice instead, or, like, Harry Potter's voice instead. Your voice, your brother's voice. Or in your case, sister. But, no?
Help me.
Bruh! You don't have that?
What?
Yeah.
You have control over the voice? It's not just like your inner conscience telling you like, don't do that or do that.
Well, not as like this weird like separate entity like within my head. I'm saying if I'm like reading a line in a book. Like when I read, I hear the words like as I read them in my head.
I don't.
Okay, but I do. And so that's why like I can like switch between like… Especially because if it's like different characters speaking, you want to hear what you think that character sounds
like. Oh, that's so trippy. That's weird.
Is that weird? I genuinely have always assumed that everyone did this.
No.
Oh.
Not at all. It's just a blob of information that you just understand. That means if every thought was mapped out with words, then explaining yourself would be 100% easy whenever, wherever.
I mean, I've been told I'm pretty articulate with like my ideas or whatever.
Maybe that's what it is. Because I have a really hard time sometimes articulating my ideas.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. You could change the voice?
Yeah.
Why'd you start doing that?
What do you mean?
Like when you read books, you just go back and forth between characters or whatever you think they sound
because
like?
Because they're different people speaking. Because it wouldn't be like as fun or immersive if right. if you just heard the same voice in all the characters. That would be like you playing all the characters with wigs on or something. That's not how it goes.
That's usually what reading a book is.
Like your voice?
Right. I don't even hear my voice. I read the words.
I read myself as like the action, like the narrative.
Right.
Like I hear my own voice, but then when it's like a character speaking, if it's like, I keep thinking Harry Potter, but if it's Harry Potter, if it's like Dumbledore speaking, I hear Dumbledore speaking.
And that's you hear thing. Like the annotation, like the emotions. Yeah, like run, Harry!
The
like,
way he would you know, say yeah. it, which is like softer and slower, like with more purpose behind
Whoa,
the words.
Oh, that's so trippy, really?
Yes.
Wow, it's almost like, that would make reading a lot more enjoyable.
Well, I still read a lot.
Oh, interesting.
I've always read a lot.
I used to read a lot, but I never read like that. If I read like that, I feel like I wouldn't watch movies. I would just read.
I would do that a lot.
That makes so much more sense. Why waste $10, go out in public, have to dress up, pay potentially more for popcorn and soda?
Books cost money too.
But you could just go to Barnes & Noble and just pop up on a…
That's true. I used to do that too.
Comic books or books?
Both. I read Calvin and Hobbes a lot.
Oh, I love Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
Those are expensive back in the day.
They're still expensive, especially if you get the Costco, like the weird like special set.
Oh, like the box packs?
Mm-hmm, which I do have.
So, do you remember book fairs?
Yeah. Scholastic book fair.
Yeah.
And you had to buy highlighters at the counter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Underpants?
Yeah, I read all of those too.
But that's so interesting. Watch, even in Wikipedia, I was thinking this too. In some cases, people may think of inner speech as coming from an external source. Is it kind of like that? Like you hear another voice or is it like you project it?
It's usually my own voice, I hear it. But unless I'm imagining like… You know how like you just will like think casually of like scenarios in your head day to day? If like that scenario involves like a friend of mine or something that I'm going to see later… Like, I'll hear their voice when they speak, but like, it'll be my voice most of the time.
That's so interesting. You can replicate my voice in your head?
You can say anything, like, yeah, like things like you've probably never said before or wouldn't say, but I can hear how you would probably say it.
That's so interesting. That's so
why? Weird. Why do I feel like I'm weird all of a sudden?
Yeah.
I feel like you're weird.
I'm not weird. Wait, what's like the percentage though? How many people have inner monologues? Let's check. Oh, currently 91 people have responded that they have an inner monologue, internal monologue.
Uh-huh.
And 18 people reported that they do not.
Yeah, so I think you're more special.
I feel like not having an inner monologue is kind of a disadvantage. Because if you have one, like we were talking about before, one, you could efficiently articulate exactly what you're thinking. And while I'm talking to you, is your mind actively using words?
No, I'm listening. I'm an active listener. So if someone's talking to me, I always do this thing. I learned it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
If you really want to make sure what you're listening to stays with you, you look in their eyes. So I usually look people in their eye when they're talking to me. And then I'm pretty much like very present with what they're saying. I don't really wander off.
So what happens when you respond to someone? Is there a string of words that form in your head and they come out of your mouth or?
I mean, I just heard myself say, I don't know. But like, I don't really know.
That's like, so interesting. Yeah.
I just reply in the moment. Unless like it's something complicated and I really do have to like think about it. But I usually like in my brain, it's like almost as if someone's like practicing in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
Like the different ways they could say it. And then you choose the way you want to say it.
So you kind of have a pre-screening before the words come out.
Yeah.
There's a filter.
Yeah, I have a filter.
Okay, that's my problem. I don't have a filter because of that. I just have thoughts and they're like all entangled in a bubble. They're hazy. There are no specific words that are formed. There's no string of like… There's no like guideline to follow. Okay.
That's why you need sheets.
Exactly. That's why I
need
Google Docs. Okay. Well, I mean… Are you going to remember all the data in your brain?
Oh, I don't know what data I would
I think that's like photographic memory.
Oh, yeah. I don't have photographic memory.
But like I was saying, I think people who don't have inner monologues, basically what it is, you go up for a speech and you have bullet points. And you're just talking off bullet points. You have key words. Not even words, key ideas and thought bubbles in your brain. But I feel like maybe people with internal monologues have the speech written out while they're saying it. Does that make sense? Is that right? Or
are you saying like a metaphor? As in like those people probably actually do work like that?
Yeah, like that's how the brain would function because you have a pre-screening process in your brain.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I can go off bullet points, but like I would look at those bullet points and I would say fully in my head, looking at them, like what I would probably say out loud.
Can you give a speech on the fly like that?
Yeah.
So it's just like instant. It's
well, just like I'm also like, one, I am a writer.
Right.
Two,
okay. Yeah.
You know, I have done like improv training and like debate training.
Interesting. Okay, let's just move
yeah,
on.
Keep
let's
going.
Just move on. Wow. Does everyone have an inner monologue? Kind of talked about this, but let's see. Oh, it's Reddit. Oh, we in the Reddit field.
Well,
now.
This is how this conversation started trending on the internet. It was because this person asked on Reddit, like, huh, it just occurred to me.
Really?
That people might not have an internal monologue.
Well, this from 7 years ago. It just trended recently?
I don't know. Though I remember it just going around recently.
Okay. So this is in the psychology department. And the title of the header is, does everyone have an inner monologue? I've always assumed that everyone does because I do. And various television shows which depict people talking to themselves silently in an inner monologue have reinforced that idea. If someone was born deaf, does that inner dialogue consist of sign language? Oh, this is so interesting.
I know, the brain is tricky.
Okay, let's look at some of the comments. One person said, this is odd. I never realized people didn't have an internal monologue. Awkward. Would some people actually mind answering a few questions that I have? It might help further the discussion. Essentially, what do you do whilst doing nothing? For instance, when you're sitting on a bus or a train, don't you think about things? And someone replied, wait, before we go to the reply.
Yeah.
Don't you think about things? Yeah, I do. Like, watch. I'll just sit still.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just ideas. I see pictures.
Pictures of what?
So like, let's say I'm sitting here and I'm looking out. Usually I'm planning. So I'll see a picture of a spreadsheet. Or I'll see like a lyric sheet. Or I'll be imagining me doing something.
Mm.
But it's never really words.
Oh, it's not? Oh, yeah.
It's never words. Is it? I don't know. I'm like trying to talk to myself right now.
Yeah. I'm the same way because I'm always planning something because
yeah.
of work and stuff. So the way I'm like reminding myself is like I see myself doing it already.
That yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But then you also have like a monologue.
Saying like Diane is blah, 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 blah.
I mean, not like a narration, but like does it come out in words or pictures?
No, it's like it's as if like memories I haven't lived yet. So it's like, you know, aka like as if I was seeing a video or whatever. But from like my perspective. Mm.
That's so weird. I really got to think about that.
Yeah.
Like the next time I'm sitting in my car or like I'm on the way somewhere, I'll just like look out and maybe I'll think about it and figure it out. The reply said, there are many things to think about that aren't conversations or don't necessarily require internal verbal descriptions to go with them. For instance, if you imagine a song or action movie scene, you don't have to internally say this is awesome over the top of the original thought. Exactly. There's an original thought. They're thought bubbles. You probably spend a good amount of time thinking like this and don't even notice. It would seem plausible to me that most people who don't have this monologue just skip all these little conversations and get right into the action of the thought. That's exactly it. It's verbatim what it is.
For what, how you
yeah.
think you think. Yeah.
I don't ever have like a dialogue sequence and it automatically, like we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
It automatically transmits myself like to the scene.
Okay.
And I'm looking at a visual representation of it.
Okay, got it.
Are other people's internal monologues constant? Is your internal monologue constant?
No.
What happens to it? It just…
I'm distracted.
It's distracted?
Yeah, like I'm having a conversation. So I'm not like at the same time like being like me and Jay are talking. Like you're talking about like I'm paying attention and being present.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So it's choppy.
Yeah. It's not a constant for me.
It stays and goes as it pleases.
Yeah, it's when like I'm not doing anything, I guess, probably more so.
Does it feed you thoughts that you haven't thought of before?
No, because my thoughts are my thoughts.
Okay, so you're…
My thoughts feeding thoughts.
I still don't get the concept of it.
I mean, honestly, I'm having a hard time too. But like, if it's just like baseline, like
right.
very generically just being like, if you're able to hear a voice,
yeah.
like articulate words, then yes, I'm able to do that.
Do you always… consciously project that voice? Are you in full control of it?
I don't know. It just happens.
Okay. It just pops up.
Yeah.
So it could be like the dangerous ones.
Oh, those are called intrusive thoughts.
Intrusive thoughts.
Intrusive thoughts, yes. Intrusive thoughts are the ones where, so I actually read like a psychology thing about it.
Right.
So some psychologists believe that intrusive thoughts are a way of your brain protecting itself from extreme negative emotions. And so it's basically, you know how like your brain will go to a dark thought really quick? Like,
yeah.
What if this horrible thing happens?
Right.
The reason it's doing that, according to these like people, is that if it does, you're better equipped emotionally to handle it because you're thinking about
it right
now.
You're bracing yourself.
You're processing it right now.
Defense mechanism.
It's a defense mechanism of your brain.
Okay. The last article on here is the Apple visualization test.
Mm-hmm. So this is another thing that's been trending, and it's about just like how people visualize things in their brain, like how the ideas like translate for themselves.
The apple visualization test is as follows. Close your eyes and imagine an apple. Depending on how vivid that apple appears in your mind, the result falls on a scale from 1 to 5. 5 being not seeing an apple at all, 1 being a highly detailed, realistic apple as if it is really in front of you. This gives insight into how one's imagination works. Now, how did G do?
I'm 5.
You see an apple, clearly?
I see no apple.
Oh, no apple?
Yeah.
Like you're holding an apple in your hand. You don't see an apple?
I don't see the image of me holding an apple in my hand. All I think of is I'm holding an apple in my hand. The idea, not even the words.
But is the idea not translated visually for you?
Like, I could try to. Hold up.
Yeah, you're holding
an apple. I'm holding an apple in my hand, right?
And like, what does that apple look like?
I guess natural apple colors?
What color is it?
Like a shade of red, hints of yellow.
Okay.
Dark red.
Is it round? Like, what shape is it?
Didn't get that far.
Okay. All right. Now, like, so you're a 5. Okay.
So I guess I'm 1? Because I visualized the apple?
But it's like how clearly you visualize the apple.
I don't clearly see the apple.
Yeah. Interesting.
Maybe my problem is because if I think about it, I can visualize it. Right? So the fact that I can do it probably means that I should have been doing it, but maybe I'm just so lazy that I don't have the capacity to think that much. And I'm just trying to cut time with everything.
Yeah.
I'm just not thinking about it.
Yeah, that's also a part of mindfulness.
Oh.
And that's what helps people get rid of insomnia. Yeah,
that's my problem. That's my issue.
Being present.
Yeah, I can't do that. Like when I'm about to go to sleep, you know how like people who have insomnia, other people will be like, count sheep. Fold a piece of blank white paper. I found that on YouTube because I got desperate.
Mm-hmm.
I started looking for it. I found that. I started folding the paper. And that's supposed to make you go to sleep, right? You just fold it smaller and smaller. My paper started turning into paper origami. And then it turns into like a white door. And then the door cracks open and it becomes wood. And then it morphs.
Oh, imagining yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to physically do it.
Yeah, like you're supposed to lay down and then this is supposed to, I guess, help you practice mindfulness.
Yeah.
Focus on one thing so you can just go to sleep and not be like, have your thoughts everywhere. And that piece of paper folding would always end up like becoming a dragon or something. That was the Apple visualization test. Alrighty guys, that concludes our discussion of the question today. I hope that gave you as much insight into this conversation as it did for me. Because I learned a lot today. I learned about an inner monologue and how you can pre-screen what you got to say. And how efficient that would be if I had an inner monologue. Therefore, I'm going to try to develop one starting now. We've learned a lot of things today. Round of applause. Thank you for following us on this adventure into the question of do I have an inner monologue. Before we move on with our program, we want to give you a moment of rest. And for that moment of rest, we present to you Ige Pinocchio. She calls me on the wing. What's she gonna think to do? Or heavy on the alcohol. I can smell it. Why'd you take my heart? What the hell do you need another phone? Yeah, kiss your phone.
nothing but truth. And
alrighty, guys, welcome back from that. Now that we have answered the question of the day, we are now going to reciprocate our love for y'all and answer your questions that you guys had for us. And the first question comes from nana/yuto_tweet. Jay, what was your Zanga username? Super embarrassing. Don't worry about it. Our second question is from 7. And they asked, Jay, what's your favorite type of bread? There's different kinds of bread.
Jay, come on.
There's white bread.
Come on.
And there's the darker bread. I know there's like basic types, but I don't know like…
Yeah, what are the basic types?
White bread. Loaves of bread.
Like ciabatta.
What is ciabatta? What is ciabatta?
Sourdough bread.
Okay, we talked about this. Right. I had no idea what sourdough bread is. I know sourdough Pringles.
There is… You know what? Maybe perhaps I do envy you because clearly there is much more of the world for you to see and explore. You know? People always go like, oh man, I wish I could like taste chocolate for the first time again. You know, you are that for many things.
Okay. Wait, is there rye bread?
Yes.
I just found out recently that I am the most allergic to rye.
Are you allergic to gluten? You can't eat bread normally, probably.
I didn't know. I would have allergic episodes. It wouldn't be crazy. My nose would start running. I can't breathe. And I thought that was just because my allergies were really bad to like bungee.
Mm-mm.
And like bad air.
Yeah.
But I think it actually turns out I've been eating rye. And that was the reasoning for my allergies. Anyway. Yeah. What was the question?
Not rye.
Not rye bread. That is the answer for sure. Anyway, moving back on. That is the answers for our questions today. Thank you once again for joining us. And if you have a topic of conversation, a question that you would like to venture into, not alone, but perhaps with us, please let me know with the hashtag HDIGH. And send us our next big question. You could do this on our platforms of Instagram and Twitter @TheDiveStudios, as well as our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/DiveStudios. Also, if you have a personal question for me, please send it to me at Twitter on @JAE_DAY6, as well as subscribe and review to this podcast. Yes, sir.
How did I get here? With Jay.